Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody is enjoying this beautiful, God-given Tuesday afternoon. Well, it is NFL Draft Week, and it is always a pleasure and always a must to bring in former UTC football coach Buddy Nix, the former GM of the Buffalo Bills and assistant GM with the Chargers. Buddy was involved with the NFL draft from 1983 to 2017. So he has flat put in his time and knows his stuff. Buddy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Always a pleasure, guys.
Well, it's always great having you. And wanted to first ask about this setup due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year's draft was supposed to be on the Las Vegas Strip, and after these guys got drafted, they were supposed to come over in this little boat and get with Roger Goodell for the pictures and everything. You know, now they're just having it in a studio up in Bristol at ESPN. Roger Goodell's going to announce the picks from his basement. It's almost kind of like a throwback, isn't it, to when you first got in it?
It is very close, and I'm going to tell you, I like it as a guy that's got to be concentrating on the draft, and it's gotten to be and you guys are in the business, but it's gotten to be a dog and pony show. I mean, everything's hype and all about fans and all about the Bucks, and I mean, I like all that, but our livelihood depends on making the right choice, and you need to be down to business, and that's what they're going to have in this draft, which I think is good.
You know, I think Auburn and Arkansas were the only two SEC schools that were able to conduct pro days, and of course, so that leaves 12 in the SEC that didn't, and most in college football didn't. There's been talk, Buddy, that a lot of these scouts and team representatives were hoping this draft would be delayed just because outside of the combine and just a handful of pro days, they weren't getting the information and connectivity that they usually do. I mean, do you sympathize with them, or do you think that they should be good, that they should have their homework done whether these pro days were canceled or not?
You know, I think, again, this is a good thing. I think, you know, we had too much time and we had too much exposure. When you got all the manpower you need, and when you got all the money you need to travel and do what you need to do, there's a lot of overkill, and it brings doubts in your mind. It brings mistakes, because the more you see, the more you hear, the more you question what you thought to begin with. And I think it's a good thing. I think a lot of this is going to change the way the NFL is going to do things. I think there'll be some cutback on all these pro days. We used to leave the combine and watch a guy do everything on Sunday night and then go Tuesday to his pro day and watch him do the same thing. How many times does it take?
I'm curious about this one, Buddy, because you've got both you've coached at Auburn and LSU. You also obviously coached here in Chattanooga, so you've kind of coached at the big brother and the little brother. Without schools like UTC being able to hold a pro day, do you think this could be one of those drafts that in the sixth or seventh round, folks are just like, you know something, I didn't get to see pro days at some of these smaller schools. When in doubt, I'm going to pick an Alabama player, an LSU player, a Clemson player.
Well, I think when in doubt, they do that for the most part anyway. But but I do see your point. I see your point that it does hurt the smaller schools when a guy's not invited to the combine, and then all you. But again, I go back to the way I was raised. I think you go to the tape, you watch a guy play in the game, and your 80% of your decision comes from that.
You're listening to Buddy Nix, the former UTC football coach who was the GM for the Bills and assistant GM with the Chargers and was involved in nearly 40 NFL, or I should say more than 40 NFL drafts. You're listening to Buddy here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Buddy, if 80% of your decision comes from the tape, what is the most important aspect of the other 20% of your decision?
Well, I think there's some things that eliminates a guy right off, obviously, as you know, and that's size and speed. But the other most important thing to me is how much he cares about the game, his work habits, how hard he plays. I think about the big old defensive tackle from Auburn. I watch him. I never saw the guy take a playoff, Derrick Brown. He played hard every snap. To me, that is the most important thing once you get out of the game tape.
Now, and to follow up a little bit on what David was asking, and I completely agree with you that it is has the throwback feel, and maybe we did suffer for some paralysis by overanalysis. I am curious. I think there'll be drastically fewer trades in this draft unless they, especially on Thursday, unless they're kind of prepackaged. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I don't think there's any question about that. I think that the trades that'll be made Thursday, they know about them today. You may get the call during the 15 minutes that you got between picks, but the groundwork will be done. You'll know what you got to have, and you'll know what you're willing to give up. And if you get the call, you make the trade. If you don't get it, then you move on.
As David mentioned, you've been in the NFL, affiliated with the NFL for almost four decades worth of drafts. Can you recall a player who improved his stock in one season more than Joe Burrow did this past year?
No, but I've seen close to that at different positions, and it's always scary. You know, one-year wonders, we call them that. There's a book of scouting that you go by, and one of those is be careful about the one-year wonders. And Joe was that. I saw Joe play as a junior, and then I saw him again as a senior. And now, look, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. If I was Cincinnati, I'd take him.
Right.
But you worry about a guy that his senior year was the perfect storm. He had the best defense. He had the best receivers, a great offensive line. All of those things came together. A guy that knew the passing game, a good offensive coordinator. It's amazing that it all just fell into place. Now, he was the guy. He was the bus driver. He's the guy that made it work. But it still would make you have some reservations. And again, I'm saying that, and yet if I was Cincinnati, I'd pull the trigger.
All right. Along those same lines, if on page 3 it says be wary of the one-year wonder, on page 4, how important is it to be wary of a guy who's having a hard time staying healthy like Tua has?
Well, that's another one that bothers you. And the difference in this is the injury. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how many people, and I'm including myself, I don't care how many people you ask that has an opinion on this, nobody knows. They don't anybody know. Drew Brees, our doctor, one of the best in the business, and you'd know his name immediately if I gave it to you, told us in San Diego he's done. He's 90% chance he'll never play again. Now, that was in 2003 or 2004. So you just don't know about those injuries, especially shoulders and hips. Those things are there's so much unknown, and it is somewhat of a gamble, but I don't care how good the doctor is or how good the coach or the scout is. They don't know whether he'll get hurt again or not.
Do you still heckle Dr. Andrews about that opinion, buddy?
It wasn't Dr. It was not Jim. I don't heckle him anyhow. He's been too good to us.
You're listed to Buddy Dix, the former UTC football coach who was involved with the NFL draft from 1983 to 2017. So 35 drafts. I've got the number right now. In that time, Buddy, when you think about, I grew up in the NFL, running back was huge. I mean, this was Earl Campbell and Tony Dorsett. 10 years ago, the running back just totally, 5 to 10 years ago, totally got devalued. You've seen in recent years where Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley were all really high picks. Where does the running back position stand right now for a guy like Georgia's DeAndre Swift?
You know, I think he's going to be a high pick. I think he'll probably be the first running back to go. And I do think that the running backs, the value's coming back, obviously, and maybe getting back to where it used to be. Now, the passing game's still great, but if you can shut that down, the only thing that'll keep that passing game going, as you know, is a good running game. And I just think with protection and the way people are spreading you out and using backs in the throwing game, I think running backs, the value is definitely getting back close to where it used to be.
Buddy, where will you watch the draft?
I watch it here at home. I'm like everybody else. I think the way they're doing it, they won't even let the GM and the personnel director and the coach be in the same house, which is, to me, the only way you can do it. If you put them in there and tell them to maintain social distances, there'd be a lot of people who wouldn't do it. So they got them in different houses. It's going to be the technology, and there'll be some blimps in this thing and some delays and that kind of thing. But, I just think it'll work good. I do.
All right, buddy, when we have great guests like you, you know how we like to roll. We love to close with a rapid fire, just the first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
You bet.
All right, take quarterback out of it. What do you think is the most important position in football?
An edge rusher.
All right, take quarterbacks out of it. Who is your favorite player in this draft class?
Probably Chase Young.
What have you missed the most without sports? What have you been watching without sports?
Gunsmoke.
All right, in this throwback segment here on Press Row, I got to ask you, buddy, in your old school Southern charm, does the term social distancing sound like something your principal would tell you at the school dance?
I think he'd use different terms, but he meant the same thing.
Listen, buddy, great stuff. Thank you so much, as always. It is always a treat to hear from you on Draft Week. We thank you for dropping in here on Press Row.
I enjoyed it, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, enjoy the draft. Buddy Nix, the former GM of the Bills, assistant GM of the Chargers. Man, he is entertaining.
Yeah,
Buddy
Nix. Gunsmoke.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. All right. Back with more. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.